This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last week, the World Health Organization sounded the alarm that we do need to be prepared that the next pandemic could be H5N1, avian flu, as they were looking at a possible cluster in Cambodia where an 11-year-old girl died. Then her father, without symptoms, tested positive for H5N1, and it had suggested that maybe the avian flu, which spreads among birds, as we have spoken about in the previous hour, how we've culled almost 60 million chickens as a result of H5N1, and humans could get bird flu from an animal. Bird flu could become pandemic, COVID-type pandemic, if it spreads from human to human. So last week, the World Health Organization said, hey guys, this is a possibility. We're looking at 20 contacts, and we are very concerned. Then, yesterday, they said none of the contacts had it, so we think we missed a close call, but we're still going to watch it. Well, you know, H5N1 has been able to infect humans. That's no shock. We have had humans infected with H5N1. This is the first case in Cambodia in many years, but we have had cases. Where we're watching is a human-to-human. So I know that seems really confusing. People are saying, wait a second, they're saying it doesn't infect humans. It does. H5N1 does infect humans. But where everybody is watching is if a human who has it, can they walk into a grocery store and give it to everybody else? And it has a mortality rate of 50%. Thus far, we have not, thank God, seen anything in pandemic proportion. But I personally think the risk is there. And I think this virus has infected so many animals that a mutated form could be made when you look at the statistics and the probability of the mutations as the virus spreads and infects birds and jumps to mammals. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump to go from human to human. So, we are now being told, 24 hours later, that scientists do confirm that bird flu has mutated to infect people, which again, is something we've already kind of known, but has it been able to go into person-to-person transmission? So, it's the transmission aspect of it. Now, many of us are around poultry. Many of us are around birds. So, we don't want to hang out in an aviary or go to a zoo and then get H5N1. Now, birds are pretty difficult to hide from. I mean, I've tried to hide from my cats, and they're like liquid. I mean, they'll go under doors, they'll hide in couch cushions, and the cat could get to me. The dog, too. That dog knows how to open the bathroom, get into the shower. If a dog wants to be with me, the dog's with me. But birds can come anywhere. And so, even if we still don't have the data that we have a human-to-human transmission, the fact that we are very confident that this H5N1 can easily infect a human if they have contact with a bird is still very scary. Now, some of you have asked, well, what about Tamiflu? We went to Tamiflu in the early teens in Asia when they had a small outbreak of avian flu. What about Tamiflu? Well, Tamiflu, or oseltamivir, which is an antiviral that we use for flu, did have sensitivity, or it did have efficacy, against fighting H5N1 in 2006, in 2010. The only thing is we are starting to hear that there might be resistance. And if that's the case, we could be in a slew of trouble. And even if it isn't resistant to Tamiflu or the generic medication, we've been in a shortage of it. The U.S. government had to go into their national stockpile for flu. So even though the CDC says they're in a posture of readiness, I don't think we're ready. I hope to God it doesn't start now, because we don't have a good system in place. And if Tamiflu is the only medicine we have right now, and there might be others, and the CDC said they're working on vaccines, they're working on other medications, but right now the big thing we have is Tamiflu. If that doesn't work because there's resistance to it, or there's not enough of it, we're in trouble. The other thing that we're in trouble for is people are able to get the medication online even if they don't have flu. One of the reasons why we ran out of Tamiflu, people said, oh, it's because we had so many flu cases. We did have more flu this year, and we are going to get the final number soon once the season ends. But we also had many people with COVID get Tamiflu, because when they called up, they said, oh, yeah, my test was negative, just give me the Tamiflu. Did anybody confirm the test was negative? Did they really test? You know, test kits now cost money. A lot of people didn't test. They claimed they did, but they didn't. And even if they did, many of these rapid tests are negative first time out. Many of my patients say, yeah, I tested positive for flu. Thank God I tested again, because the first time I tested, I was negative. Well, how many people tested negative at home this flu and COVID season and then called telemedicine saying, hey, guys, yeah, I'm negative, so give me the Tamiflu. It's got to be flu now. Well, we were short on Tamiflu before we even got to the peak of our flu season, which worries me, because if word gets out that, yeah, looks like H5N1 is going to be the next pandemic, you're going to have people stockpile the Tamiflu, and they're going to go to telemedicine saying, I have the flu. You're like, did you really test positive for the flu? The FDA even had to send an alert saying, look, while we're in short supply, only give it to those who test positive or who are hospitalized. But, you know, this is going to be kind of challenging. So I think we need to get our acts together, and we need to make sure we have plenty of a medication that fights it and make sure we have backups. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I haven't really liked the headlines from an economy standpoint. Mortgage demand is dropping. Home prices are dropping. The bear market is looking like it's going to end, although a bunch of us have lost a bunch of money, right, in whatever retirement accounts we had. I didn't really have a lot in my retirement because I had kids and, you know, family issues that needed money, and so we just never really had a chance to save that much. So I don't lose as much as many of you probably did. I also really haven't had jobs that had 401ks. I had maybe a couple jobs, and I held on to it, but it's not like what some individuals have been able to amass. So, you know, I'm just keeping on, keeping on. I'll work as long as I can, and hopefully Social Security will be there for me. Well, we got some bad news for those people that feel that they're already paying too much in taxes. They may have to pay more. Biden says he will raise taxes in his March 9th budget. He insists if we're making less than $400,000, we won't pay a penny more. That's a false promise. He might not literally be taxing additionally, but if you're going to tax a company or you're going to tax individuals that own companies, taxes are going up, the prices are going to go up, so we're going to end up paying for it anyway. Excuse me. Sorry, I got the hiccups. So Biden was, I guess, at Virginia Beach, and he made a speech, and it was dedicated to defending the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid against Republican cuts. Now, Medicaid cuts, that's a whole other issue, where we expanded Medicaid during the recession, never rolled it back, so we had up to 72, 75 million people on it. And then during COVID, because people were kicked out of their jobs, kicked out of schools, many individuals then didn't work, so had to go on Medicaid then. Again, it hasn't been scrolled back. And so the funding and the money going towards Medicaid is astronomical. So there's been some discussions on how do we scale that back. Are some people using Medicaid who could work? Remember, if you have a disability, then you are covered by Medicare. So Medicaid covers those who don't make enough to afford health insurance, which is understandable. That's why it's there. But many individuals on it can get a job that offers benefits. We still have a lot of jobs out there. And so those are some of the things that I know the GOP and Democrats in states where they're spending a lot on Medicaid are looking at. How do we get people to go back to work and then get health care through their work, which I think is a mess. I really don't think our health care should be based on our work. You know, in the olden days, you would be at your job for years, and you would grow old with that job and have a pension. Now people are switching their jobs every year or two. There's going to be no consistency with one's health insurance, so it's a little bit of a mess. But President Biden said, I want to make it clear, I'm going to raise some taxes. Many of you are billionaires out there. You're going to stop paying at 3%. Now, I don't know how many people are billionaires, but something tells me that there's only so much a billionaire will pay. Billionaires are smart. They can hire accountants. They have money to figure out how to put money into businesses and tax protections. And so I don't see this as being very profitable for the U.S. In the meantime, here we are trying to wipe off student debt, so money that is supposed to be coming into the government, even by people who are millionaires, who have college degrees and used money for college, that they will benefit from that as well. Well, you have to make $250,000. There are individuals who might have been a part of rich families whose income when they file is under $250,000 for a couple. So I correct, it's not millionaires personally going to get college, but people from wealthy families. So Biden has agreed to cut the deficit by $2 trillion over the next 10 years, and the U.S. will default on its debt sometime between July and September if the $31.4 trillion debt limit doesn't get raised. I'm blown away by this money. It doesn't really, I guess, sink in. If they raise it from $31.4 trillion to $35 trillion, I mean, to me, it's just a lot of money, and it's a lot of spending. But I just feel like we're going to crash. Something's going to go wrong, and something's going to go wrong badly. And I'm not exactly sure how we get out of it. So here we have all this spending, and we have a debt limit that is already pretty darn high, $31.4 trillion. Yet Social Security and Medicare is running out of money. Where's all this money going? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, well, it's going to infrastructure. We have a lot of tax dollars going to the trains and the railroads. We just had another derailment. Almost every day we're hearing of another derailment. I don't know if the money's going to the railroads. Well, it's going to our first responders and it's going to our law enforcement. No, there's been calls to defund. There's been a defunding. Well, it's going to our schools. All our tax dollars are going to our schools. Well, a lot of the schools have been still, you know, going back and forth with remote. Our kids aren't passing in multiple cities, their math and their reading. So where's the money going? You know, people are asking for there to be some transparency on the money going to Ukraine and the funds for the military and to fund their defense against Putin. Why aren't we asking where this money is going? Why don't we have more transparency? I think Pete Buttigieg is now going to be asked to testify why he's taken multiple trips on his plane. I think he had said because it was cheaper than airfare. It was cheaper than domestic airfare. So it's cheaper for him to take his private jet. Well, then why is domestic airfare so expensive? So if Biden promises, or any president promises, that middle income and lower will not get taxed, we are paying. We are paying. We have to pay higher gas prices. We have to pay higher egg prices, an airplane ticket. When I have to fly coach, it's ridiculous, the price. I don't know how anybody could afford it. Excuse me. So, the Washington Post reported that there was a way where Biden had been able to sit down with Bernie Sanders in January to fund the program for an additional 75 years. Now, we're talking about Social Security. And they found a way to do it without raising taxes. But here's how you and I pay. How you and I pay is Social Security may not cover everything that we need it to. Medicare may not cover everything we need it to. When they were starting to make Medicare cuts, patients were telling me that they had to pay for their own chest x-ray for pre-op. I'm like, what are you talking about? With Obamacare, your physical should be covered. You need a chest x-ray as part of this physical. Because the surgeon is saying right here they will not operate unless you get a chest x-ray. When I had my hysterectomy, I had to do a chest x-ray. So I had to go to the nearby diagnostic place because I don't have my x-ray anymore, get the x-ray, have it. It cost about $100-some dollars. Actually, I think it came to about $150. So but insurance with Medicare wasn't covering that for a period of time. And I don't know if they're still covering that. So if you are 65 years old, 75 years old, you need to have surgery, you're paying out of pocket for that chest x-ray. So maybe your taxes aren't going up, but because it's not being covered, that's a problem. How many people had to go and get flu shots paying cash because doctors stopped carrying them because Medicare would only pay us 12 cents? I couldn't afford, during the midst of Obamacare, when insurance was paying nothing, I couldn't afford to have flu shots. Flu shots were expensive, and Medicare wasn't paying. Or when they did pay, it was 12 cents. And trust me, I had billers, and nobody could figure out how to get proper reimbursement. Now it's better. But so a lot of doctors like myself, we just couldn't carry it. Just you could only take so much of a loss. So seniors were telling me, even though their insurance should have covered it, they had to go and pay cash somewhere to get it. Well, that's not cool. So some things have improved, you know, with some of the affordable health care changes, but not everything. And we're finding that more people are ending up paying more. So I hope Biden keeps his promise that taxes aren't raised. It's just if he does raise taxes on those making, you know, $500,000, then those individuals are going to be passing the cost on to us. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Ohio's two senators have introduced a bill that would put new safety requirements on freight trains carrying hazardous materials. This in the wake of the East Palestine, Ohio derailment and chemical spill. There's also word that the CEO of Norfolk Southern, whose train derailed outside East Palestine, will testify before a Senate committee next week. Attorney General Merrick Garland's addressing the fentanyl crisis before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
The cartels that are creating these pills and that are distributing them within the United States are the most horrid individuals you can imagine.
He says social media is the vehicle of choice for many selling fentanyl. Higher mortgage rates mean lower levels of mortgage applications. The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications to buy a home fell by 6% last week. The 30-year fixed rate now stands at 6.7%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember how long it took you to kind of figure out what YOLO meant and it's a lot of the acronyms and things that people are saying, simp and incel, and there's all these new terms. And many of us have also been using terms that you aren't supposed to use anymore. I hear people say, oh, that person is Chicano, or that person is Hispanic, and we don't use that anymore. Somebody had said, oh, they're Latinx. I never liked Latinx. A lot of Latinos didn't like it. That's why, no, my family members didn't like it. That's now going away, too. So some of these words are going away as quickly as they're coming out. So where do you go to when you need to learn what words are okay, what words are acceptable? I don't know, because I think words get canceled quicker than they come. I mean, remember there was a, I don't know if it was from Stanford, but there was some group, no, it was a group of ecologists that were trying to change the term man and woman or male and female, And then they were saying, we don't use this term male or female anymore. But then when they were trying to substitute a word for something similar to male or female, they said use male or female. I was like, you're even contradicting yourself two paragraphs down. What are we supposed to do? So dictionary.com is introducing us to the new words. And I don't know how much time I'm going to spend on learning all of these, but there's some new words that are being added to the dictionary. And once a word gets into the dictionary, that means it's legit. Remember we would play Scrabble and we would put a word and someone's like, that's a fake word. And they're like, no, it's not. And if it's in the dictionary, it's valid. So here are words that are being added to the dictionary. According to dictionary.com, here we go. Cakeage. Like cake. A fee charged by a restaurant for serving a cake brought in from outside. It's called cakeage fee. Now, cakeage, you know, if you don't want to buy the restaurant's dessert and you're going to bring in dessert, a lot of us have brought in cakes, and it's really, really cool that the restaurant allows us to bring in a cake. And, you know, they might light the candle, but, you know, you bring in a bottle of wine, they charge cork fee, corkage. So now you have cakeage. Digital nomad. A digital nomad is now in the vocabulary. That's a person who works remotely while traveling for leisure, especially when having no fixed permanent address. I guess it used to be called a digital native. I mean, I work when I'm on vacation, but I guess a nomad means you don't have a physical address or a permanent address. There's nearlyweds. A newlywed is somebody who was just newlywed. What about nearlywed? Nearlywed is a person who lives with another in a life partnership. They are sometimes engaged with no planned wedding date, sometimes with no intention of ever marrying. So your nearly weds are those who are nearly married, but not entirely. I don't know anybody who uses that term to describe themselves, but there it is. Hellscape. Now, I thought Hellscape, was Hellscape a movie? I know there was Hellgate. Is Hellscape a movie? Hellscape is a place or time that is hopeless, unbearable, or irredeemable. Apparently, Hellscape was seen in the 1890s. It does have origins back, but Hellscape, like you're at a job, you're like, this is Hellscape. Okay. Anti-fragile. Becoming more robust when exposed to stressors, uncertainty, or risk. So an example is, we've made the structure sturdy and anti-fragile, so bad weather makes it stronger. So rather saying less fragile, anti-fragile means you are fighting a fragility. All right. Northpaw. You know you have southpaws that I believe are left-handed? Northpaw is an athlete, a pitcher, or boxer who is right-handed or competes as a right-hander. Now, what's going to be interesting about this is I get north-south and all that, but you have some individuals that don't like north-south because of the Civil War connotations. South was fighting to protect slavery and other things. North, to free the slaves and other things. So, northpaw being right-handed, southpaw being left-handed, somebody's going to say that's discriminatory. You'll see. So, I don't know how long that's going to be. Liminal space. Liminal space is a state or place characterized by being translational or intermediate in some way. So, liminal, meaning dreamlike or not, like liminal space, not something permanent. All right, Southern Ocean. Mind you, I love the South. This is, you know, but the previous word, South, and I come from a family of left-handers. I'm right-handed. I don't believe all those superstitions of the left-handed and witches and things like that, but many people will associate South with, if they do associate with South and left-handedness, that might be considered discriminatory, even though I don't think there's anything wrong with someone being left-handed. In fact, I think it's discriminatory. We don't have enough scissors and things that can help a left-hander. But the Southern Ocean is going to be now used as the waters surrounding Antarctica. Now, we've been calling it the Antarctic Ocean for now. But the Southern Ocean has gained its use and recognized by oceanographers to regard it as a body of water distinct from the other oceans, Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic. So rather than calling it the Atlantic Ocean, why does Atlantic have, I guess, the reasoning for this, I don't agree with it, but I guess the reasoning for it is, why does Antarctic have a monopoly, Antarctica, on that? So just call it the Southern Ocean. This way you don't have to delineate which part is Antarctica's ocean versus South America's. There's range farming, which is the tactic of intentionally provoking political opponents, typically by posting inflammatory content on social media in order to elicit angry responses. So, rage farming, trying to farm and, I guess, cultivate rage online. Trauma dumping. Trauma dumping is unsolicited, one-sided sharing of traumatic or intensely negative experiences or emotions in an inappropriate setting with people who are unprepared for the interaction. So you dumping an image, I have to be very careful on social media if I show a gunshot wound or I show a picture of something medically to teach somebody, I put some warnings because I don't want people thinking I'm trauma dumping. Pink washing. Pink washing is, according to dictionary.com, an instance or practice of acknowledging and promoting the civil liberties of the LGBTQ plus community, but superficially as employed to divert attention from allegiances and activities that are, in fact, hostile to both liberties. So I guess this term was used with breast cancer, where everything was all pink, and people might not have really understood the gravity of breast cancer and just wearing pink. And I think, you know, making this is something that I notice in movies, and I don't know if this is what you would say with pink washing, is where somebody would make a character LGBTQ to go, you see what we did? We're representing the LGBTQ community plus community. You're like, but that person doesn't represent them. And is that supposed to be the token LGBTQ character? Are you kidding me? So sometimes it could actually be more insulting. Queer baiting is another term, a marketing technique involving intentional homoeroticism or suggestions of LGBTQ themes to draw in the audience. So that, like, baiting, you know, like clickbait that we have on social media, I guess that's to bait, to bait the LGBTQ plus audience. Cyber flashing, where somebody unsolicits unwanted sexually explicit images or videos using digital platforms. WOC, you guys are going to use WOC. WOC means woman of color. Now, what's interesting about this is we aren't supposed to be using the terms colored individual. But we're bringing back person of color. Latinx is gone, and they're now saying Latine. L-A-T-I-N-E. And there's many more. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my husband, when he goes to bed, he has one of those eye covers that you put, like an eye mask. He has an eye mask. Now, if you were married to me, had to open up your eyes after a nightmare and look over to your right and you see me there, I would be covering my eyes, too, so I get that. All right, no shock there. I think my husband seemed to like those eye masks after he once got it on a plane. We had to fly overseas. He's like, wow, you know, this is kind of nice. I like the eye mask. I think so he doesn't have to look at me. Kids made fun of him going, Dad, isn't that girly? But no, it's anybody could wear an eye mask. And I think it's a very smart move because when our phones light up every time there's a text or message or text or email or whatever, he doesn't see it. Kind of keeps the light out. And he's able to sleep throughout the night. He sleeps pretty well. Well, we have a study saying if you wear an eye mask to sleep, it'll help you feel more alert the next day. Researchers found that the simple hack of blocking out as much light as possible will boost your alertness the following day. Sources of ambient light that could be playing a role include electronics, sunlight, and the street lamps. Experts from Cardiff University conducted two series of experiments involving a total of 124 volunteers between the ages of 18 and 35, asking them to wear eye masks to bed several nights, followed by the same number of nights without a mask. Participants were also charged with keeping sleep diaries to record their experience with and without the masks and completed the work at their respective homes, ensuring that results reflected real-life sleep scenarios. Following the trials, participants took three different tests after waking to measure brain power. They revealed that people performed better on cognitive and reaction time exercises during the week they wore the eye masks. But the eye masks had no effect on a third test to examine motor skill learning. So they say the results furthermore showed no difference in the amount of quality of sleep while wearing eye masks compared to or not. But it did show that there was an effect on next day grogginess. So that's nice. Study author Viviana Greco, a PhD candidate at Cardiff, said in a statement that wearing an eye mask could be an effective and expensive solution to improving alertness and work performance. The implications of our results are significant on many daytime tasks like driving a car or any educational or cultural context that requires learning. I think it's cool. I mean, they hypothesize that what the masks do is they allow us sleepers to spend more time in the deepest phase of sleep, the slow wave sleep. And that's when we process new information, we strengthen memory. And so this can be helpful when the sun rises earlier during the day. Also remember, with daylight savings time, things change. So it's, you know, if you are, let's say, waking up at 4 a.m., you know, it might be kind of hard for you to get up and going. But they think maybe the eye masks help for those of us that kind of wake up and we're like, blah. I mean, luckily now I'm waking up where there is a little bit of daylight. But once the time change happens, I think then we wake up with much more daylight. I notice I'm more energetic during daylight savings, but I sleep better during daylight standard time. So this time of year right now, I sleep better than the summertime. It also could be because it's colder, too. So that's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, I'm screwed with this next story. This next story is irregular sleep could put you in the danger zone for heart disease. Having inconsistent bedtimes or sleep interruptions could cause coronary heart disease. Now, this is nothing new. Many of you that work graveyard, and then you try to go to bed at a normal hour on your days off, and then you keep switching your sleep cycle, that's a problem. Also, for those of us, like me, that have cats and dogs that get on the bed, off the bed, want lovey-dovey, want to be pet, want eats, wants their water, whatever, that wake me up multiple times, want more room, so they need to stretch out. I have one cat that she now every night has to sleep with me, and she only wants one side of the bed and has to be up near me by my pillow. She has to have pillow access. She has to have, she sleeps horizontally when I need her vertically so that I can, you know, lie next to her. She needs to be in parallel with me, but she tries perpendicular because she wants, apparently cats, their tails and tushies are very sensitive, so they love getting rubbed, right? And so my cats always put their tushy in my face, which is horrible because I should have a nose clip. I don't think it's the eye patch, the eye mask. I need a nose clip because sometimes they toot in the middle of the night. It's horrible. But they say that this study looked at 2,000 older adults measuring their duration and time in sleep. For a 7-day period, participants kept a sleep diary and wore a special wristwatch that tracked their sleep quality by measuring movements throughout the night. They also measured the oxygen levels. And those with irregular sleep patterns, including differences in the times they went to bed and interruptions in their sleep throughout the night, were more likely to show signs of arteriosclerosis. Now, that's coronary artery disease. So your sleep is affecting the way your arteries clog. Now, that's crazy. Now, researchers adjusted for outside factors, including prior cardiovascular disease, obstructive sleep apnea, other sleep disorders, because you could say, well, those people that have poor sleep and they get up a lot in the middle of the night, it's not because of pets. It can be because they're not breathing in their sleep. and then obstructive sleep apnea. They said they already ruled that out. So, sleep irregularity, sleep duration, like some nights you'll sleep 5 hours, some night nine, that irregularity, that was associated with measures of subclinical arteriosclerosis. So, I think sleep is one of the vital signs. We need to make sure you're getting good sleep. And sleep needs to be evaluated. And we don't. Nobody really likes getting their sleep evaluated because people don't want to wear the CPAP mask. They don't want to be watched when they sleep, even though nowadays you could have the sleep study without being, you know, nobody has to watch you per se. You could do it in your own home. But I think we really blow off our sleep and what we need. And mind you, I love my animals. And I tried to have that rule of no animals on the bed. And I know many of you have animals on the bed and they wake you up. The dog barks. My dog talks in her sleep. My cats talk in our sleep. We have an average of 3 animals on the bed every night. 2 of our 4 cats and the dog. That's ridiculous. Okay, you need to gain control. Now, easier said than done. I don't know how to break the animals of it. Because if they don't go on the bed, they wake me up. So, and I can't, I mean, I could lock them out of the room, but then there's going to be the scratching all night. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. But we, you know, for those of you that don't sleep well, you need to get your act together. One thing I do recommend is, I do think the room needs to be a little colder. You know, I notice men sleep better than women a lot of times. And as a woman, for years, I'm like, it's too cold, I need a 3. And my husband's like, it's too hot. Now that I've gone through menopause, or I'm going through it, I'm like, you know what, it's too hot in here, let's lower. So I notice my husband can sleep like a baby, and I notice I prefer it when it's cold. I'll take a hot shower before I go to bed to relax my muscles and make me sleepy, and also to not be looking at a TV or I turn the lights off, so I take a shower at night in the dark with a light down the hall so I can still at least see where the soap is, and I take a hot shower, and that really helps me fall asleep. I don't have a problem falling asleep. I have a problem with getting woken up in the middle of the night. Now, some of you have to get up to pee. So you're a good sleeper. You fall asleep like you want to. You'll stay asleep, but then all of a sudden, you go through a sleep cycle where you're not in a deep sleep and you have to pee. So now you have to get up and go. It's not that abnormal to have to get up at least once a night to pee. In fact, one urologist said the average amount is actually 2 times. We don't want you getting up twice. But it's no surprise if you have to feel like you have to pee because you're emptying your bladder every few hours. But if you have a prostate issue or diabetes or a bladder infection, that could also mess with your sleep. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture. called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.